Okay, the time is 8:12, and the ordinance committee is now in session. First, I'd like to write this down. Second, I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes for the committee meeting held on April 7th, 2025.
So moved.
Move, do I have a second? All those have a second by Councilman Ricks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have two items on our agenda today. First item is PCO-9-25, Sub A, an ordinance amending fire department composition, age requirements for applicants, superintendent of fire alarms, mandatory retirement ages, and definitions. This is put forth by Council President Sinapi on behalf of the mayor, and this is up for second passage. Anyone on the committee wish to comment on this item? Any members of the full council? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0, motion, PCO recommended favorable. Second item, PCO-11-25, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the south side of Staples Avenue from intersection of Midgley Avenue southeastward to 70 Staple Avenue. And this PCO is put forth by Councilman Kirby. I would suggest we yield the floor to Councilman Kirby to speak on this, if there's no objection.
What's your pleasure, Councilman?
Councilman Kirby, if you'd like to present on this item?
Motion to go forward?
He wants us to go forward.
Okay, going forward. Confidence, Councilman Kirby is making a good recommendation here in light of traffic issues and parking and alike to, in an effort to keep the residents safe relative to traffic through that area. Do I have a motion for favorable action?
Move favorable action.
Standby. Any questions from the committee? Questions or comments?
No.
Questions or comments from the full council? Questions or comments from the general public? Seeing none. Do I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Move by Councilman Gebhardt. Do I have a second?
Second by Ward 2.
Second by Councilman Ricks. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0, first passage. And we stand adjourned at 8:15.
New public properties next. So public properties is meeting now.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 8:17 p.m. We have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on April 7th, 2025. Do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First up, we have, this is for second passage. This is in Councilman Kirby's ward. PCO-5-25, order on the abandonment of a portion of Harper Street. John Harold, Barbara Harold, Karen Harold, Bruce Moore, Mary Moore, Nancy Stockard, and Jason Stockard, petitioners. Councilman Kirby, Do you have a recommendation for second passage?
Motion to go forward.
All right, we have a favorable recommendation. Do we have a motion? Thank you. Motion for favorable action by Councilman Kirby. Do we have any, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Councilman DeLuise. Any comment, members of the committee? Any comment, members of the council? Any comment, members of the public? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, 4-0 in favor. Second, this is also for second passage. This is Councilman Gebhardt. PCO 7-25 sub A, order on the abandonment of a portion of Old Quaker Lane, Colby Enterprises LLC, petitioner. Councilman Gebhardt, do you have a recommendation on second passage?
Yep, no issue proceeding on this. There was some questions related to the historical cemetery directly behind the property. However, I've been told by the city that there is there's some portion of the street that is not being abandoned, so there will be access. Also, the historical cemetery is in West Warwick, and there is access to that property from there. So no objections on my part. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Do we have any... Let's see, pardon me. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the time. Please proceed with the completion of PCO 725 sub A.
Thank you, Council Solicitor. So let's see, we had a motion from Councilman Foley. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Kirby. Okay, do we have any discussion, questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it, 4-0 for second passage. That is recommending favorable action, second passage.
Mr. Chairman.
Solicitor.
Thank you. If it would be, we ran through PCO 525 a little quickly. If the committee would indulge, there's some cleanup that we need to do both on the agenda, but also I believe there might have been a potential amendment for consideration on that front. So at this time, would the committee entertain a motion to reconsider PCO 525?
I'll move. Oh, thank you. Councilman Kirby, so moves. Do we have a second? Okay. Correction. The motion was made by Councilman Foley and seconded by Councilman Kirby. Pardon that. Okay. All in favor of reconsideration? Aye. Okay. Okay. Council Solicitor.
Mr. Chairman, on now that we're back on PCO 525, When we last entertained this item, we held it for a month pending a review of a potential amendment that the petitioner's counsel and the administration were going to speak to regarding the removal of the easement language, as was done on PCO 7 later that evening. But first up, if the agenda could be amended to reflect first passage of PCO 525.
Certainly. Shall we do these as separate amendments?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make that motion. Thank you. Seconded by Councilman Foley. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Chair, if the administration would come.
Hi, Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. The engineering department did, in fact, review the application again and acquiesce to having to reserve the utility easement because of the unique nature of this application. So there's no issue with the city going forward.
Thank you. Any further questions for the planner, from the committee, from the council? As to this item, solicitor, would we need comment from the public?
Yes.
Any questions, comments, members of the public on this item?
So if the committee would indulge, the recommended amendment would be to, on PCO 525, it would be deleting number 6 and renumbering the balance of the resolution.
Thank you. So moved. Do I have a second? Second, Councilman Foley. Thank you. Okay. Any further questions, members of the committee? Further questions, members of the council? Further questions or comments, members of the public? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Any further amendments? Very good. Okay. For us to try to keep this clean, we are back on clean-ish. We are back on the main action.
Amendment passed, but if you could have the committee move favorable action as amended.
Thank you. I would request, if Councilman Kirby may indulge us, a motion for favorable action as amended, and I would request Councilman DeLuise if he may second it.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. With any luck, that'll keep the minutes slightly simpler. Okay. So, unless there are any other amendments, I suppose, any reconsiderations, we'll move on to item 3 on the agenda. Hopefully a little quicker on this one. Item number 3, PCR 48-25, a resolution in observance of National Military Appreciation Month. I had introduced this item. Let's see. I'll recommend favorable action. Thank you. Any comments, questions, members of the committee, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? So I'll just speak very briefly on this. This is another Heritage and History Month that had been recognized by the United States Department of State through a certain point of time in February of this year. It was initially championed by the great Senator McCain and it recognized by Congress in 1999. I think that in the spirit of inclusiveness and making sure to recognize these Heritage and History Months, here at the Warwick City Council level, and otherwise let all people know that everyone is welcome to come to these city council meetings. And in the interest of diversity and inclusion, I'm requesting favorable action. So with that said, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, next up, item number four, PCR 49-25, a resolution in observance of Jewish American Heritage Month. So I also introduced this and am requesting favorable action. Let's see. First, I'll make the motion for favorable action. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, any questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? All right, I'll very briefly state that I think it's important for the same reasons as continuing to continue to recognize National Military Awareness Month, National Military Appreciation Month, that we also continue to recognize Jewish American Heritage Month. Specifically, this Heritage Month has been recognized by the U.S. State Department since the presidency of George W. Bush in 2006. I won't repeat what I said the last time around. I understand that there are multiple Heritage Appreciation and Awareness Months for the month of May. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The ayes have it 4-0. And finally, fifth on the agenda, PCR 50-25, a resolution in observance of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. I also introduced and recommend favorable action on this item. First, I'll make the motion. And do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, any questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Questions, comments, members of the public? So, without repeating myself too much on this, AAPI or its predecessors, NHPI Heritage Month in its modern form. In its original form, it was first recognized federally and by the U.S. State Department under the presidency of George H.W. Bush. And for the same reasons as the other two Heritage and History Months recognized during the month of May, I request that the City Council continue to recognize Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month to affirm that this city council values inclusivity and inclusion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it 4-0. There being no further business of this committee adjourns at 8:32 p.m.
Public safety may now convene.
Public Safety Committee is called to order at 8:33. Need a motion to approve the minutes of the committee meeting held on April 7th.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Kirby seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Three yes. Let the record indicate that Councilman Muto is absent this evening. The resolution to claims, relative to claims, I will defer that to Council Solicitor for comments on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the Council is aware and members of the public have paid attention over the prior few months, we adopted a new process for the administration of claims. So the item before us is actually a relic of the old system. So it would be in order to entertain a motion to withdraw this item as those claims are being independently reviewed under the new recommendation and appeal process.
Thank you, Mr. Solicitor. I make a motion to withdraw based upon your comments.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. PCR 5425, a resolution in regards to authorizing the enforcement of the stop signs at Fashion Drive where it intersects with Imperial Drive. Council President Sinapi.
So this is just to formalize a stop sign that already exists. Apparently, it came into effect where it was placed there with BOP's approval before it was a thing for City Council to actually hear these matters. So once it was discovered, they requested we formalize it. So here we are. Request favorable action.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, entertain a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion of favorable action. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let the record indicate it passes. And the committee is adjourned at 8:36.
So the full City Council will reconvene at 8:37 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on April 21st, 2025. Is motion made by Councilman Lattiser to accept the minutes? Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Gebhardt. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
All opposed? In favor, Councilman Muto absent. So the minutes are so approved, unless the solicitor yells at me, which he hasn't. Next, we have appointments requiring confirmation. First up is Historical Cemeteries Commission. We have Mark Brown.
Mr. President, out of an abundance of caution, we ended up holding these on the intergovernmental agenda. The Historical Cemeteries Commission was not properly noticed. So as I said, as out of abundance of caution, these were held until June 2nd.
All right, is there any objection to this being held till June 2nd? Seeing none, so held. And given that this is the case for all of these, that's Lisa Corkum, the Honorable Francis X. Flaherty, and one Alan Golder, is there any objection to each of these matters being held till June 2nd in accordance with the basis that Councilman Gephardt just stated?
No.
Seeing none, these matters are all held till June 2nd. Next, we have the consent calendar. First up is PCR 55-25, resolution relative to bids. This is Councilman Lattiser. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 55-25.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Lattiser and seconded by Councilman Napa. Councilman Lattiser.
First item, item number three, 2026-018 Bravo, fire apparatus repairs, 2026-022 Sand and Gravel, 2026-021A Spring Repairs and Related, 2026-021 Bravo Spring Repairs and Related Work, 2026-024 Hydraulic Parts and Repairs, 2026-020 Janitorial Cleaning and Supplies, 2026-031 CrewSense Software, 2025-465 Purchase Field Pro, 2025-422 Firefighting Vessel, 2026 Tree Removal, that was 2026-035, sorry, 2026-026 Animal Shelter Food, 2025-463 Security Cameras for Department of Public Works, 2026-023 High Density, 2026-019 Power Wash, 2025-464 Furnish and Install Card Reader, 2025-448 Gym Equipment, 2025-467 Replacement Covers, 2025-196 Sweeper Brooms, 2021 Engineering and Survey. That completes it. With the exception of several PCRs.
All right, so can we do a vote on the consent calendar first? Is there any further discussion on such?
Just as a point of order, if the chairman identified one of the items in here as that was removed for a PCR, does that have any effect?
Which one was that, Councilman?
The Purchase Field Pro, we removed that because there was an amendment to the amount. I believe we assigned a PCR to that. I just don't want to.
I think I canceled that, but no, that's not part of it. That's PCR 5925. If I identified an ad in the bid package, that was an error.
Okay.
Okay.
Disregard.
Thank you.
Just for the record, there were four items removed from the consent calendar. These four items will be voted separately thereafter. Bid 2026-018A is now PCR 5725. Bid 2025-419 is now PCR 5825. Bid 2025-465 is now PCR 5925. And bid 2025-466 is now PCR 60-25. Those four items are not on the consent calendar, which has been moved and seconded and can be voted.
Thank you for that.
All right, so clerk will call the roll regarding the consent calendar.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
All right, next we'll do the items that were removed from the consent calendar. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you. It will be item 2026, formerly item 2026-018A, which has now become PCR 57-25, fire apparatus repairs. The recommendation was favorable action.
All right, for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 57-25.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. All right, for discussion, is there any discussion on this item?
For the record, the committee had recommended favorable action. There were two yes and one no. I was the no.
Then this makes sense. All right. Seeing no some discussion, Councilman Napa.
One comment on this item. I completely agree with Councilman Lattiser's discussion and assertions on this, that the bid should have been cleaned up to include actual price lists. The only reason that I would vote in favor for favorable action is because the city only requested the percentage reduction, and I think we did a sufficient job getting the point across that that was not really the acceptable practice and not the expectation moving forward. But otherwise, I agree completely with Councilman Lattiser's expectation on the bids moving forward.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Yes, 2-0, motion passes.
All right, Councilman Lattiser, the next one.
Next item is formerly bid 2025-419. It now is PCR 58-25, food truck services. The committee recommendation was favorable, 2 in the affirmative, and 1 no. I was the no.
All right, Councilman Lattiser for action.
Move favorable action on PCR 58-25.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. Is there any discussion on this?
Councilman Foley, could you repeat that, please?
Councilman Gephardt.
I'll just say I didn't participate actively in the discussion in the committee. However, have received a number of calls on this that are critical of the process. While I think the process could be improved in future, given that we have several events lined up and members of the public, I think it would be a harm to members of the public to not have concessions at those events. And I think failure to approve this might create an absence. So I do think that it would be a good idea for this. We let this go by last year and we had questions. When it came back several years before, this always seems to be a sticky item. And it may be something that we want to engage in a public process to get folks here to hammer out some sort of kind of equitable distribution of the assets that the city has available, make sure we maximize, the city's revenue share on providing access to these assets, but also be fair and quite frankly, preferential to Warwick businesses who want to operate in the kind of mobile, in the mobile mode that, food trucks and mobile concessions afford them. So I'll support this tonight, but I do think that we should come back and revisit this. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you know, there was heavy discussion on this at the committee meeting. I opposed it then. I oppose it now. To concur with Councilman Gephardt, I have objected to this process. I objected to the previous process. I think this is flawed. This is something that absolutely needs to be revisited. I think it's unfair, and it is taking away too much control and responsibility and authority from the administration. The people in the administration, or send it over to us, need to be accountable and responsible for those vendor appointments and location assignments. Haven't changed my mind, and I've never feared to be alone in the foxhole. So I will be voting no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with my colleagues on this. I would also echo Councilman Gephardt that this seems to be an issue every single year. Something with this or similar bids comes in front of us, and something is half baked. However, where I would disagree potentially with one of my colleagues is the consequences of us not approving this. really the consequence of us not approving this is that as to any events that can't come back to us for rebid, I believe that based on what's happened in previous years, it simply becomes a free-for-all for any food trucks or other vendors who are otherwise properly licensed and by the state, by the city, and so forth, then they can effectively go to these different events. I imagine that the city can, of course, on city land, direct them where they can and can't park, of course, but or direct them that they can't even park at all. However, ultimately, it's something where the residents of the city of Warwick may ultimately wind up getting more food choices, not fewer. And if food trucks choose not to attend due to not having the exclusive rights, then really that's a matter of their choice in the matter. So while I think that the city made a process here that is at least rational, I think that we really could have done a lot better. We could have gotten this process started a lot earlier to work out some of these kinks. And so I'm divided on whether or not it makes sense here to simply allow this process to move forward as it is in an imperfect manner, or send a message here, let's start this over, let's not go ahead and just approve something in its current state like this, and go ahead and see what happens. Allow more vendors to go ahead and show up to these events in the meantime. People are still going to have options, I'm sure. That's all for now. Thank you.
Councilman Foley?
Yes, thank you. First, I know Councilman Muto, who is not here, but I've been in contact with, spent a large amount of time since being sworn in, reaching out to vendors, trying to have conversations to do what my colleagues have asked, to get the process better. And as of right now, the only solution is the one that's in front of us. That's A. B, we spent an hour earlier tonight in committee discussing this almost ad nauseum. I'm sorry, but I'm calling the question.
So, Councilman Foley, would you be so kind as to let Councilman DeLuise speak first, given that he had his light on and he hadn't previously spoken? Thank you. Councilman DeLuise?
I just wanted to say a few years ago, I attended an event that was held at Rocky Point, and there were about 30. Yeah, nothing works in this building. Why don't we spend some money on acoustics? So I was there with some people that worked for me at the time, and I thought it was amazing. It was, you know, all these different food trucks in one particular area of Rocky Point. And it was the first time that I had tried bison stew. So I'm with Councilman Lattiser on this. I'm with the Dell's Lemonade guy. So I don't think this is a good it's a good fit right now.
All right, Councilman Foley has called the question, so clerk will call the roll.
Mr. DeLuise?
I'm sorry. I was confused. What are we calling the roll on?
So, Councilman Foley has called the question on the motion for favorable action. So, it's for approving the bid.
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
4-4.
All right, motion for favorable action fails. Do we have any other motions regarding this item? Councilman Lattiser?
I'll make a motion to send this back out for a rebid.
I don't even know if that's a motion we can do. You mean you want an unfavorable action?
Got it. Make a motion for unfavorable action. Thank you.
Motion made for unfavorable action. Is there a second? Councilman Ricks?
A point of order. Would a motion for unfavorable action, if it similarly resulted in a 4-4 vote, approval?
That's an excellent question, Council Solicitor.
All ties fail.
I'll withdraw my motion. 4-4, it fails. Thank you.
Councilman Foley. Request by Councilman Foley to hold till June 2nd. Is there a second? Councilman Ricks seconds. Any further discussion on the motion to hold? Is that what you're going for here? Right, Councilman Lattiser?
No, a question. So we just voted on this 4-4, so that means this item failed. I don't understand.
The motion failed.
The motion failed. Okay. And the motion now is to do what?
The request by Councilman Foley to hold till June 2nd, which was seconded by Councilman Ricks.
Okay.
So now we're on discussion of that motion.
Thank you. So for discussion, through the chair to Councilman Foley, what would be your hope or desire for holding this?
My hope will be that Mr. Muto will be out of urgent care, feeling better, and able to cast a deciding vote one way or another.
Fair point.
Fair enough.
Any other comments or questions on the motion to hold? All right, seeing none, clerk will call the roll, please.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Yes to hold.
All right, next one, Councilman Lattiser.
Next item is formerly 2025-465. It is now PCR 59-25 with an amendment.
All right, for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Favorable action on PCR 59-25 with the amendment.
Is there a second? Second. Councilman Gebhardt, and so first things first, probably handle the amendment first. Councilman Lattiser?
The amendment at the request of the department head would be to amend the monetary amount and reduce it from $43,183.02 to the new request of $41,243.08. And that was a favorable action.
8 cents or 80 cents?
808.
I'd written down 80, but
you have 80.
Okay, I had 08
as well.
Second.
Second of my Councilman Gephardt. Any just further discussion on the amendment? Clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
All right, now it stands before us.
8 yes, I apologize.
Now it stands before us as amended. Do we have?
Move favorable action as amended.
Motion made and seconded as amended. Any further discussion on this? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yeah.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes as amended.
All right. Last one, Councilman Lattiser.
Last item, formerly 2025-466, purchase of infield mix. It now is PCR 60-25. That also has an amendment.
All right. So for amendment, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action as amended.
Second. Move favorable action to amend, which was seconded. Any questions or comments on the amendment?
Just put the amount on the record. It was previously $8,496.39. It has been requested by the department head to increase that to $10,446.87.
Anyone have any questions? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the proposed amendment, or to amend, rather.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
All right, so now this is before us as amended. Councilman Lattiser?
Move favorable action as amended.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this as amended? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll, please.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes. Motion passes as amended.
We have made it to unfinished business. First things first, we have PCO 5-25, an order on the abandonment of a portion of Harper Street, John Harold, Barbara Harold, Karen Harold, Bruce Moore, Mary Moore, Nancy Stockard, and Jason Stockard, petitioners. This is second passage with a twist. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Do we need to make a motion to amend this agenda yes, as well? I suppose.
Yeah, Mr. President, before we get into the recommendation, if the council would similarly amend the agenda to change the word second to be first.
So moved.
Motion made. Is there
a second?
There's the second. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? Any objections to amending the agenda as so proffered? Seeing none, so amend it. So now this stands before us. It's first passage. Councilman Ricks.
Recommend favorable action.
Second.
All right, so Councilman Ricks, my understanding is that there's going to be an amendment to this?
Correct. Can the committee move the amendment to so, let's see, unless the city council solicitor corrects me otherwise, I believe that it would be appropriate for us to move favorable action first passage as amended.
Let's do the amendment on the floor. The amendment, if someone would move and second it, is to delete the order number 6 that was relative to the requirement of a perpetual easement. So the amendment would be to delete the easement requirement number 6.
So moved.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Are there any questions on the proposed amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the favorable action to amend.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
All right. Now this stands before us as amended. Councilman Ricks?
Recommend favorable action as amended.
For action, Councilman Kirby?
Yes.
That sounds like a request for favorable action.
Second.
And there's the second. Any questions or comments on Councilman Kirby's motion for favorable action? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, first passage as amended.
Next, we have PCO 7-25, sub A, order on the abandonment of a portion of Old Quaker Lane, Colbia Enterprises, LLC petitioner. This would be second passage. Councilman Ricks?
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt?
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, second passage.
Next is PCO 9-25, sub A, an ordinance amending the fire department composition, age requirements for applicants, superintendent of fire alarms, mandatory retirement ages, and definitions. This would be second passage ordinance.
Committee recommends favorable action on this PCO.
Mr. President, another cleanup matter. If the council would so amend the agenda to delete the reference to unanimous consent. This item was done under unanimous consent in the first passage, but the council undertook this under the ordinance committee this evening on second passage. So just deleting unanimous consent reference from the agenda.
Anyone would like to make that motion?
Motion to delete unanimous consent from the agenda.
Second.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Napa, seconded by Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Lattiser. Any objection to unanimous consent being deleted from the agenda? In reference to PCO 9-25. Seeing none, so ordered. Now this stands before us still. So Councilman Napa?
Motion to move favorable action.
And is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Are there any questions or comments on the bill? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Next is PCR 45-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend RIGL 44-5-67.2 regarding property tax classification for the City of Warwick to better stabilize property tax payments. This is intergovernmental.
Committee recommends favorable action.
Recommendation for favorable action.
Second.
We need a motion for favorable action.
Second.
I heard a so move, and then I heard a second from Councilman Gephardt. And my understanding, Councilman Gephardt, is that there will be an amendment?
That is correct. An amendment was made in committee. I think we were all here for the discussion, but essentially it strikes all the blue text and picks back up before the next section. Sorry, I don't have it directly in front of me at the second.
It strikes after the semicolon in line 12 through the blue text and ends at the end of the blue text, the strikeout.
Correct, lines from the midpoint of line 12 through the end of line 22.
Councilman Napa moves an amendment that adds an and after the semicolon on line 11 and deletes the clause on lines 12 to 14 that read and provided further that for each year class one property tax rates shall not be less than 57% of class two property tax rates. It also deletes the originally proposed new language in blue that follows that clause.
All right, so there was a motion and a second. So is there any other further questions on the request to amend? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
All right, so now this stands before us as amended. Councilman Gephardt?
Councilman Napa, would you like to move it?
Motion to move favorable as amended.
Motion made.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes as amended.
Next, we have PCR 46-25, resolution relative to claims. This is committee report public safety. And who chaired that?
Yeah.
So
Councilman Lattiser.
I have to defer to the city clerk because I gave him my paper.
All right, my understanding is that there was a recommendation to withdraw.
Yeah, that's what I recollect as well. Motion to withdraw.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments on the motion to withdraw? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to withdraw.
On to new business, PCO 11-25, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the southerly side of Staples Avenue from the intersection of Midgley Avenue, southeastward to 70s Staples Avenue.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Napa.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Napa, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
8 yes, first passage.
Next, we have PCR 48-25, a resolution in observance of National Military Appreciation Month. Councilman Ricks.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Gebhardt, Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments on this? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Next, we have PCR 49-25, a resolution in observance of Jewish American Heritage Month. This is public properties, Councilman Ricks.
Recommend favorable action.
Recommendation for action, Councilman Ricks for action.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Next, we have PCR 50-25, a resolution in observance of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. This is public properties, Councilman Ricks.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gebhardt. Any further questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Next, we have PCR 52-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to support constitutional rights to bear arms and oppose the Rhode Island Assault Weapons Ban of Act of 2025, H5346 and S359. However, it appears to be in the, okay, yep, that gives me all the confirmation I need.
Would the council entertain unanimous consent to amend the agenda to correct the House bill reference number from 5346 to 5436?
Is there any objection to making said amendment to the title in the agenda? Seeing none, so ordered. So now this stands before us. This is intergovernmental. Councilman Gephardt.
The committee recommends holding this to our meeting on June 2nd.
Is there any objection to holding this till June 2nd? Seeing none, so ordered. Next, we have PCR 54-25, a resolution in regards to authorizing for enforcement the stop signs on Fashion Drive where it intersects Imperial Drive. This is public safety.
We have favorable action on PCR 54-25. Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on
Second.
PCR 54-25.
Seconded by Councilman Gebhardt. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Next, we have PCR 56-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to support H5393 and S57. Why are there only two numbers? Is it S57? Legislation requiring the state to maintain sidewalks along state highways. This is for me under unanimous consent. First things first, is there any objection to considering this under unanimous consent? All right, seeing none. This was requested at the behest of Representative Bennett and I think you're correct. I believe the League of City and Towns as well. As you can imagine, based on the title, the goal is to require the state to maintain sidewalks along state highways. For those who have been here for any amount of time, and probably for the new people, you're all well aware that this is a surprisingly contentious, but more so confusing issue, because often the state will say, we're not responsible for XYZ. The city will respond in kind the same way, and just becomes an interesting matter for everyone where nothing gets done. And it's honestly persisted for years where it goes back and forth and some parts will be one body's responsibility than another. It's a needless mess. So as you can imagine, this hopes to clear that up and make it without a doubt who's responsible for what. Any questions or comments? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you for bringing this forward. This is definitely an issue in many areas of the city. As we all know, we've got long stretches of state maintained roads throughout each of our wards. Of course, sidewalks are tangential to safety, also to just sort of the comfort and the ability for our residents to walk go for a walk. So I think this is hopefully helpful. Hopefully it gets traction up at the State House and happy to support this. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
All right, that somehow concludes the business before us. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? All right, and do we have a motion?
Since there's no other business in front of this honorable body, I make a motion we move to docketing session.
Motion made and seconded. Any objection? All right, so there we're at Ward 1. Ward 2.
Two items. First up, a resolution commemorating June as LGBTQI plus month, as well as Caribbean American Heritage Month, and pardon me, I want to make sure I have this correctly. Immigrant Heritage Month. So we'll do that all as one instead of three separate ones if that pleases.
I can't more thoroughly endorse that. What? Boo, solicitor, boo. So, he wants us to do it separate.
Okay. So docketed is three separate items. And one other item, tentative title, an ordinance amending the ordinances of the city of Warwick relative to the tree commission and the tree ordinance.
So public properties, community affairs on the first three and then ordinance on the last one. You have another one?
That's all. Thank all right.
you. Ward 3? Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to pass, but I would like to be added as a co-sponsor on your sidewalk legislation.
Absolutely. Ward 6 is not here. Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 9?
1, sir. This is a resolution in support of House Bill H5399, addressing local control in adherence to unfunded ride mandates.
Oh. Yes, thank you. Thank you for remembering that. Intergovernmental? Yeah, I'll jump on that bandwagon.
I'll hop on that as well. I'm going to slap us all on there.
You guys don't want to read it first?
No.
I already read it in all fairness, but yeah. Let's go on intergovernmental. All right, and I have two, an ordinance relative to administration, going to ordinance, and ordinance relative to tax classification ratios, sorry, and that's on behalf of the mayor. Going to ordinance, or intergovernmental, or finance, or something new. Ordinance it is. All right, that's it.
Mr. President.
Oh, yep. Councilman Gephardt.
Do we have any prep? Is that the only prep for budget that we need to docket?
Hold on, I'm getting multiple angles here. Say that again? I apologize.
Is that the only prep for budget that we need to docket in advance?
So there might be another one?
There should be two more.
Apparently there are two more?
Two more resolutions on behalf of the mayor. One should be on transfers and supplemental appropriations, and the other should be on setting the tax rates and the budget itself.
So I guess I will be docketing those on behalf of the mayor.
And those will go to finance.
And those will go to finance. Do you need me to do the form? All right, anything else? Final chance. All right, we're so adjourned at 9:20, though it feels like midnight.